Lying Low by Dave Dick.
Ken, get the gun. There's a man in the pond with no pants on.
Don't leave that door open. The ends will be in. I've been booting him out half the morning.
He's naked.
Stark bare, all bobbing about. I'd only stepped out for a basin of brambles, and there he was, floating there, smoking.
Smoking? Is he dead?
On his back, smoking a ciggy and smirking. Oh, come on, Kane, get the gun. I told you somebody had been lurking about.
Lurking and smirking, eh? Sounds like our last lot of accountants.
Oh, come on, please. He's ghastly, all string and lard, lying there, smiling. I told him you'd come out and shoot him.
Well, you'll have to go back, tell him to hang on a bit while I finish off filling these pigs up. Are you, Parkinson? Don't be such an odd. Let someone else get the snout in. Does he look like a copper?
You're joking. What do you think I did? Wade in to check up the size of his feet?
I thought you might have caught a glimpse of his helmet.
He looks more like a tinker anyway, the state of his tongs. He'd left them piled up, so I pinched them, stopped him getting away. I've stuffed them into swill bin.
Oh, brilliant. If he is a copper, they'll bill us for that. One cunning tramp disguise, plain clothes department, £200. Remember that motorbike fairing?
Oh, come on, quick, can't you, before he gets out? He's never a copper, he's all. He's not right. I bet you it's him, ain't that mongrel.
Oh, here we go.
They do eat dogs, tinkers. They take after wolves.
Damn.
Andy smirks like a vicar. Just like a tinker. Andy wished me a good morning, bold as brass. Smiled at me and said, lovely morning.
Doesn't sound like a copper.
Oh, come on, Ken, please.
Oh, yeah, all right. Come on, then, let's get it over. There's probably another reporter.
Aren't you fetching the gun?
I can handle any man with no clothes on.
It weren't my fault anyhow, that motorbike. Scarcely even touched it, hardly. Only got one foot up. He can't have propped it properly. See? Look! Disgusting. Like soap on a rope.
Is that him? I wonder you told him apart from the ducks. Well, he certainly don't look a copper.
Morning! Nice, isn't it?
No, he's not a policeman. Unless they have jockeys. Or he's on half pay. No wonder he's floating. I bet he's out of his depth.
He's a tinker, I tell you. It's him, eh, that dog.
They don't have tinkers now, stupid. At least not out here. They're all on the social, on compounds in towns. If he's anything, he's a reporter.
Ah, best bit of the day, eh? This time of year, mornings.
A reporter? What for? Naturist's world. It's him, eh, that mongrel. I bet you. You wait. I felt someone roundabouts ages. Evil, lurking.
So I, oops.
Who went evil round here?
I thought shame to waste it. You know, like a car like. No point getting washed once it's raining, eh? You know what I mean, eh?
Are you from the News of the World?
You are?
Was it you, 8-hour dog?
Shut up a minute. Because if you are from the News of the World, then you're dead. I mean it. I warned your bloke last time taking snaps of my knickers, I'll shoot you straight off. And wherever you're from, I'm warning you now anyway. 5 minutes, all right, to get out and get gone. And then I'm back with the shotgun. Go on, ma'am, fetch him back his clothes.
See? I told you she'd come out and shoot you.
Don't you talk to him, just get him his stuff. 5 minutes from now, all right, so get gone. I'm not messing about. Come your inquest, I'll say you jumped mother.
You won't. With him nude, people will say I must have been egging him on.
Well, get him his kicks then. Let's have him gone. I'm not messing with him, are you? But enough playing bananas. Right. 4.5 minutes. I'm off for the gun. And don't you say anything else to him either. Just fetch him his stuff and get yourself out the way. Remember what happened the last time.
What happened the last time?
They printed my age.
Ah.
And they implied I was balmy.
Cheek.
Was it you ate that dog? Oh, can't you keep your legs down? You look like a pork butcher's window.
Ma'am!
Oh, I'm just getting his stuff.
Well, try not to say anything barmy. 4 minutes.
She counts quickly, don't she?
I'm not saying a word till she's shot you. This bin. Fair makes you reach. The one of them things pinch me violet.
Is there really a gun?
She can pepper your pork from that doorway.
But she won't. Will she?
Here's your trousers.
Oh, what have you done?
And a boot.
Oh, what have you done to them? What's all that glop?
Don't worry. It's all organic. Do them good anyway. Rinse a few bugs off. I bet you've never washed these since you got them.
If I'd have wanted me clothes washed, I'd have not took them off, would I, you balmy old hag? I'd have washed them in here, not in that yuck.
I suppose you had more than one boot on.
Oh, I've got me baccy in them pockets. And all me cheese and me porridge.
Here, are you Scottish?
And me tea.
There's a lot of reporters are Scottish. Here's your coat. You'll have to settle for that. I'm not dipping me arm in it. I can't breathe straight in there. If you want any more out, you can get them yourself.
Oh, charming. Tar, who put them in, eh?
Well, you won't need them anyway if you are a reporter. Kim will come straight out and shoot you, she will. They've driven her mad.
What is this? Reporter, eh? Is she famous or something, eh? Nice looking. What is she, some film star or something out here?
I don't think you did eat our dog, did you?
I don't know. What colour was it?
Are you taking the mickey?
Is that its name?
Ma!
No. I was just...
Where the hell have you hidden the shotgun?
Oh, have you looked under my bed?
No. 3 minutes and get him his clothes.
She's not shot anyone before, has she?
Ah, you don't catch me that way. You must think I am barmy.
Eh?
I wish you'd hurry up and get yourself covered. I don't want her shooting you naked. Here, catch.
Oh, no, don't! Throw him. Oh, no. Oh, now look what you've done. I just told you there was stuff in me pocket.
Of course, we could tell her you're not a reporter.
Oh, look at me back. I was saving that and all for mosquitoes.
If we was to tell her you're only a tinker out looking for loose dogs and toddlers and such, she'd most probably not bother to shoot you.
Here, you nick me cheese.
'Cause I've got a deal worked out, you see. I've been waiting for a really good paper to come. The Times, Woman's Realm, you know, someone like that. But you'll do, 'cause I'm not sick of waiting.
Oh, what is this stuff on them? It smells like... Yeah.
Oh, you're not from anywhere good, are you? Where are you from? Mind, it don't matter. We'll go for an auction.
Oh, and they was as good as new, nearly. Almost fit me and all. I only won them last week off a widow.
They go crackers at auctions, don't they? Publishing rights. I've been reading it up. What do you think? 200,000-300,000?
You on about?
Of course, you'd be on a percentage, 10%, right? How does that sound? And, of course, that'd only be the beginning. Books, paperback rights, film rights, telly, serialisation.
Eh?
So,
about?
Can you do any animal noises?
What? For money?
Oh, come on, put your pants on. She'll be out in a tick. Can you do any animal noises? Fox, hedgehog, badgers, that manner of thing.
Oh, no. Back a bit, you were saying about 10% of some money.
No, Luke, we've no time for haggling now. Get yourself covered up, and when she comes out, go... Ooh, oh, Allah! That's a vixen in heat. And we'll say, you're a poor soul, who feeds off the hills, and she'll think you're a tramp and not shoot you. All right, go on, try it.
But I am a tramp. Well, sort of.
You mean, you're really a tramp? So why do you say you weren't a reporter? Ooh, little white worm. You're a little white worm, you are, wasting my time, flaunting yourself. Oh, well, then, she might as well shoot you.
Shh, now, come on, missus. I've had enough. All of this rubbish, because for a start off, there ain't nobody going to get shot.
1 minute, and then you get the other barrel.
Hell, fire!
If I was you, I'd start running now, just as you are. I've dropped airs with this from across half the field.
No! Wait! You can't shoot me! Listen! Beep! I'm a tramp, see? Beep! Eh? Vixen in heat!
45 seconds!
Oh, tell her, missus! Beep! I'm a dog-eating tinker, see? I'm just a poor asshole, fell off in the hills. Haven't done nothing, I'm a poor innocent man. All I've done is stop off at your pond for a bath. I've not even peed in your water, honest.
40 seconds.
I'm not a reporter. Look, I don't even know who you are. I don't even go to the pictures. I'll go now and never tell no one, all right, eh? If you hadn't have come out, you'd not even known that I'd been here, eh? It's not fair. I mean, I never asked for you to come out, did I?
And we never asked you to come out and see us either. I suppose it's just accident brings you out here. 8 miles out the village and half a mile from the road, and over 3 locked gates with keep-out signs, just to take a quick dip in our duck pond. 15 seconds, would you rather be shot in the head or the body?
I didn't come by no roads. I've been out across the heather. I didn't see no signs, nothing honest.
10 seconds. Step back a bit, ma'am, you don't want him all over your pinny.
Oh, come on. Look, all right, I'm going. Just let me get my clothes on, okay? And I'm going.
Time's up.
Oh, you can't shoot someone just for trespass. It's not right. It's not ethical. Ah! Yeah! Oh, my God!
Tinkers don't talk about ethics.
Nor do reporters.
Oh, my God.
The mite with a gun at the belly.
You're mad. You're bloody mad. I felt that go past. You could have killed me.
I still could. Come on. Tell the truth. Where are you from? And what are you up to?
I've told you. I'm not anyone. I was just sort of passing. I thought I'd try and make a bit of cash in Whitby.
Whitby? You're 30 mile out.
Well, I've done there before. It's good in summer. You polish up coals into art shapes and that and flog them as jet to trippers.
Ken?
I see. And you thought you'd take a shortcut and come over the ridge. 1,400 feet up with no road and no pass. Because even the sheep have got more sense than that. They go round the side of the valley like the road does. And then you saw our little duck pond and climbed all the way down because you fancied a dip before it started to rain.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Ken!
I see. And then when we came out and threatened to shoot you, you thought you'd best stick around just to find out if we would, eh? Just because you're so stupid. Not because you're a reporter.
Because I didn't think you'd be balmy enough to do it, that's why. I didn't think there was nobody as balmy as you two.
Ken!
What?
I think you shot one of the chickens.
Oh, go and get it plucked then. Don't fanny about. There's dinner.
Well, it's not dead, Luke. I don't think. It's just wobbling.
Oof. I know how it feels.
Oh, here. Get out of the way. There, that's plucked it.
Does that?
Oh, what a waste.
It'll still do for soup. Sip the shot out.
Yeah. You are balmy, aren't you? You bloody are.
Don't judge me by her, Sunbeam. She may be just balmy, but me, I'm a fully-fledged psychotic. Or I am when it comes to reporters.
But I'm not a reporter. How many more times? Look, why would a reporter be getting bathed in your pond?
Oh, you'd be amazed. We had one come dressed as the postman last summer, bribed the old poster to lend him his van, and steamed open all of our letters that the cops had just resealed after they'd steamed them open. It was like soggy bread by the time they got here.
And he kept pinching them books that you send for.
Will you shut your gob? Go scrape that end up before the others get at it. We don't want them getting lead poisoned.
Look, should I know you were Summit? Who are you, anyhow?
As if you didn't know. Besides, we asked you first.
I don't care who he is. If he's Murdoch himself, he's had his chance. Now he's for it. Come on, shrimp. Let's have you. Get out of that pond.
No, wait. first make him put his pants back on.
Oh, no. No trousers. Come on, Lampwick. Give your clothes back to Mother. He's wasted half my morning, 3 cartridges and a chicken. He's going to work off what he owes us.
Eh?
What do you fancy first?
You are.
Oh, Kim, study on.
It's them books that she reads.
You can start with the pigs or the chickens.
Get out of this. Ooh! How are you doing in there? Bit acrid, ain't it? I brought you some soup.
Oh, fresh air. Go. Oh, me back.
You want to be kneeling down, shoveling in there. Even your size. I do.
I'm not kneeling in that muck. It's bad enough with it eating into me feet. I can feel all me toes getting thinner.
You can think yourself lucky I've lent you that penny, else that'll be the least of your problems.
Can't have me pants back now. They keep pecking behind me.
I can't. She's hid them. But I'll ask before you start in on the pig shed.
I'm not going in with no pigs with no pants on. And me boots.
Oh, you'll be all right. They've had a good guzzle this morning.
No.
But we'll see anyway. She'll have calmed down by then. Here, drink your soup. Luke, you calm down too. Well, go on. It's not poisoned. You want to swap cups with mine?
Is this that chicken?
Oh, you won't get fresher than that, eh? I'll salvage what I could and put the rest straight into the blender. I should just keep your teeth closed while you're drinking it, though, to be safe. Because I couldn't find the sieve, so I used the cheese grater. I bet she's pinched the sieve for a pig feed.
No, thanks. I think I've turned vegetarian.
Well, vegetarian. If you're a tinker, I'm old Mother Riley. And if you print I'm balmy, I'll sue you, I swear. Would have done last time, but Kim wouldn't let me in case of... Well, in case the case went against us, and it'd have been hard to prove that I wasn't.
Look, you don't smoke, do you? I mean, tar for the soup, but I'm on a hard day here. I need me nerves soothed.
My husband was Scottish.
I'm not Scottish.
Yeah, I thought you said you were.
Shh. I'm off backing them chickens. They talk more sense in there.
Oh, all right. Don't go all grumpy. It's not your fault, is it? We can't help where we're born. I was just trying to get a grip on you.
You keep your hands round your soup cup.
Hee, you're a bit of a teaser, you, aren't you? I like that. Cheeky.
A bit hard to be much else in this, Pinny.
My God was a teaser when he was younger.
Huh?
Mind, I like talking to anyone, me. Always have. And, of course, these days I don't have much chance. So it's a bit of a treat having you here.
I bet.
They won't have anything to do with us, you know, round here. Nobody. Not even for cash. When I walk in the co-op, the whole place clams up. I feel like John Wayne barging into the Last Chance saloon.
Perhaps it's the squint and the shotgun.
Perhaps we should take the gun in. Get a bit of respect. You don't know what it's like. Little kids spitting at us. Can't even go get the hair done round here anymore. The last time they put bleach in me coffee. So I've got to drive right into Middlesbrough and book it in false names, and it's miles, and I hate it. If we're going to get treated like dirt all the time, we might as well go and live in London.
I do know.
Which brings us to my proposition.
What it's like.
Look, you're all writing about us anyway, but Kim thinks that one day you'll all get fed up and go away. But you won't, will you? I know, I'm a reader. You're still flogging Lord Lucan whenever you slack. Still raking up Ronnie and Reg, come to that. Well, if she wants to live like an hermit the rest of her life, then good luck to her. I'm cashing in. Getting you off our backs. He's my son, after all, Godfrey. Can't say what he saw in her, tell you the truth. She's all the time washing or hoovering up. It's like living inside of a cistern.
Mm.
So, what do you think, then? Have we got a deal?
Oi! What are you doing? You're not talking to him.
Whoop. I've just brought him some soup. I'd better go in. She'll only shoot something else.
Get in here. Now. This minute.
I'll talk to you later, then, about you know what. You take it easy. Have a rest. Drink your soup. You'll only get in 10%, though.
here now.
Again. There used to be swirls on this carpet.
What?
I said you missed a bit. There, by the hearth, Luke.
And what have you been saying to him?
Oh, he's all right, I'm certain. He's only a tramp. He was telling me out to snare pheasants.
Oh, sure. He's got it all out of Rupert or something. Snares. Tramps don't set snares anymore or do fox calls. And they don't tramp the moors with a pocket of porridge either. They die a mess in shop doorways in cities.
Well, perhaps he's a bit of a rebel.
And if he was a tramp, he'd not still be here, let alone have come in the first place. No, he's press. Go on, admit it. You can tell by his eyes, all sly shifty.
Well, I don't care anyway. He's someone to talk to. I think he's quite nice.
You think hedgehogs are nice?
Well, they are. You put plenty of sauce on.
Sauce, and that's it, isn't it? You fancy him, don't you? All that pimply flesh got your blood pressure up.
It'd take more than his penneth, pimples and all. No, it's just that I think we should... Oh, Kim, you know, why can't we just... He's making a real good job clearing them hens out. I think we should... Why can't we keep him?
Keep him?
Of course he'd sleep out in the barn.
You can't just keep him. He's a reporter.
You kept that blonde lad from the fun fair.
Oh, yeah, sure. 3 nights before you opened your trap. And besides, that were different. It wasn't a threat. He didn't know who he was. Or he wouldn't if you kept your gob shut.
Yes, but I can't. I mean, you can't. Not forever. It's not natural. People, we're talkative creatures. We're meant to be mixing, like monkeys. And them mongoose rats in the desert. It's what life's all about. So everyone's a threat, aren't they, in your book? Unless we found some deaf-mute who couldn't write or something. And even then you'd think they were bluffing. Unless they had blonde, hairy muscles, of course, and a smile like a slice of a saucer. Perhaps we should get us a Viking au pair.
So, all right, I was stupid. No need to go on. I got lonely, that's all. Same as you do. I am human, you know.
Well, there you are. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You can't live like this, can you? Cut off. Not forever. Shut up out here, it's not living at all. I bet our God had a better life when he was in Nick. At least he had cellmates and visiting times. Oh, we've got his pigs and each other.
Yeah, and I bet he did have his cellmates and all, the old stout.
One thing about God. He never goes short of love, no matter what bad he does. That's why I believe he's still out there.
Oh, come on, don't start.
Well, I don't care. And the coppers do, too. Else I wouldn't still be sniffing round, would they?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, Kim! Now, listen, Kim. This is my house, not yours. And I've had enough. We've got to start living again sometime. And I don't know about you... But if it's not sometime soon, I really will end up barmy.
That would be a shock.
And another thing, Kim, somebody did eat that dog.
Jeez, give me strength.
Well, I chewed it up anyway. I found what was left of it out by the septic. But I didn't tell you, because I knew you'd only fly off the handle and be out again, ranting round the village.
No, I wouldn't. I don't give a toss. It wasn't our dog.
It was my dog.
No, it wasn't. Just because you fed it a couple of times... You can't keep things, you know, just because you find them. It's just what you'd wanted to do with him out there. No wonder our Godfrey hadn't no morals. See where it got it from, can't you?
God, I've got morals. He's just, well, things get out of hand.
Not out of his hands, they didn't. Not unless he was throwing them at you.
Wish you wouldn't talk about him as if... In the past, I tell
you... Yeah, Brazil somewhere, on the coast of South Africa, just lying low, I know.
Oh, no, let me finish.
The answer is no. We can't keep a strange nudist who might be a reporter in our barn so you've someone to talk to, okay?
But what about that dog, then?
What about it? It's not 18 months since they hung the Alsatians. You know what they're like in the village, especially them kids with the glue and their yammies. You obviously thought we bought this one.
Yeah, but if he slept in the barn, he could keep a watch on the pigs.
If they go near my pigs, they'll be needing the glue to patch up the plums, never mind stick up the noses. And anyway, somebody's out there, lurking round, chopping dogs up, and you want to invite the first stranger you find to come sleep in our barn, so we're safer. Brilliant. It's a plot of a video nasty. You are Barmy. Why, it might even have been him who ate it.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
I'm not joking. What if he's not a reporter at all? What if he's some nutter, like all them great British letters from after the trial, or some date love who thinks he's Charles Bronson?
Well, I think we should try him, just for the night. Oof.
All right, you stay in here. I'll take his clothes, go get shut of him properly. What I should have done in the first place.
Whatever he is, he's not going to stop being it just because you chase him off with a gun, is he? Things don't go away, Kim, just because you chase them. Just the reverse.
Oh, yeah? Well, not when I'm chasing.
Look, the press is like pigs, Kim. You can't scare them off banging on a grub bucket. You've got to give them some swill for they'll leave you alone.
Ah, so you admit he is a reporter.
But again, just like pigs. No matter how much you give them, they'll be grunted for more as soon as the trough's empty.
Exactly. So best thing's to pack them straight off to the knacker.
No. Best thing's to give so much all at once. They get sick and swell up and waddle off looking for water.
Is that why you took in that soup out?
What we've got to do is write a book. 2 books. 2 dozen. Flood them. Overflow the trough. And, of course, they'd all charge in grunting at first, but they'd soon have the fill and they'd have to lay off. Else there'd be nothing else in their papers but us.
Yeah, like photos of me bending over.
Well, we could buy that one back, do a swap on the rights. They'd have to print what we want, see, if we sell the rights. And whatever they asked us, we'd say, quote the book, see? And then when they do start to snuff round again, say a year or two after, we'd just bring out the books and they'd redo the same stuff as last time.
They wouldn't. They'd all be straight back round here.
Ah, but we wouldn't be here by then. We'd be off. Because we'd have made a fortune from all of those rights. And then it wouldn't matter that nobody wanted the farm. We could just leave it standing here empty. Or give it to Mencap or something. Do some good for a change. We could end up with OBEs that way.
But I thought... You said you never would cash in on Godfrey. We agreed. And besides...
What?
You know what it's like. They're bound to find something out more than you wanted.
Like what? We've got nothing to hide. What could they find out? It's only them thinking we know more than we do keeps them rooting away in the first place. In fact, we'll probably have to make a lot up. Keep them interested. That's why we need a reporter. But what? There's nothing to but.
I don't know. I just don't like it, that's all. Don't want to give them the pleasure. You know what I think? We should just keep on hanging in here as we are. Wait till it dies down its own way. At least till the legal side's all sorted out.
Oh, Kim, if I keep hanging in here for very much longer, you're going to have to climb up and cut me down.
No, it's a stupid idea. Look, you sit down, watch the telly. There's a Barney Bear cartoon on in a bit. And I'll go out and give him the elbow.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Where's my purse?
Oh, you're not going to give him something. That's the last thing to do. If he is a tramp, then he'll tell all his mates and it will end up like the embankment.
You're all heart. Ah, here it is. Do wish you wouldn't always bundle all my stuff out of sight when you're tidying up. I feel like you're trying to tell me something. Right. Call.
What?
Call, heads or tails?
Get lost, you can't make decisions like that, heads or tails.
Well, I'm certainly not going to wrestle, not with your shoulders. Go on, call. You ought to be pleased that you're getting a chance. It's my house, I ought to ignore you. Come on.
Get lost, it's my life. And who does all the work? We're not telling nothing to no one, and that's that. Final.
Kim, I didn't take you in to take the place over. I took you in because God loved you, and he'd have wanted me to. Even if he did treat you lousy. So while ever you're here, just remember who's boss, all right? And anyway, I'm not saying we tell him straight off. I just want to feel him out, see what he's like.
I bet you do. I reckon you've seen what you like already, haven't you? That's the trouble. And you're not the boss anyhow. We're partners. And we will be as soon as he's declared dead, official. And don't you forget it.
All right, then. Here we go. Heads, we keep him, see what he's like. Tails, we just wait for the next one. Best of three.
Jeez, it's you. Oh, Mother Riley. I thought it was her with the shooter.
It's all right. I brought the gun with me.
Oh.
I like it out of her reach at night in case she takes me for a burglar.
Yeah, probably wise. Have you brought me my boots back?
Oh, no, sorry. I would, but she's got them strung out of her window. But I've better than that. Look. Oh. Wait. Got the torch here somewhere. I daren't put the lights on in case Kim wakes up and sees.
You've got us some cigs.
Oh, there you are. Oh, you look like a prize mallard wrapped up in that straw, only shorter. No, come and look. I brought you some photos of Godfrey.
Suppose rolled up tight I could try them.
Have you always smoked? I bet that's why you're only little.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm big where it matters.
No, you're not. Not especially.
That's because I was cold. Today. I could sue you, you know, for what I've been through today. I'll probably end up with pneumonia, eh? Bronchitis. I had that as a kid. Never mind what I've probably catched out of that pig shed through there.
Well, you certainly shouldn't smoke then if you're prone to bronchitis. Come on. Stop moaning and have a look through these pictures. See what you think. I want to make up a package you can tout round a bit. What do? You go to a press agent or straight at papers directly? Come on, get up. I'm not coming down there in my dressing gown. What do you think I am, with you keen to prove your dimensions?
I can't get up. I can't move. All that shovelling up, my back's shot. I'm not used to it.
Ah, I told you to kneel down, didn't I? Here then. Give us your hand up.
No, don't touch me hands. I can't move them either. Look at them. Like two dead crabs.
Oh, you big baby. Bit of real work, do you good? Couple of days, you'll feel like a new man.
Look at me blisters. Look, more blisters than skin. How am I going to get shut of that lot?
Now, if there'd been chilblains, I could have told you.
My trousers still stink. And they're rubbing, gone stiff as a board.
Well, I would have washed them, but you would have them back. And I thought they might clog the machine up.
And I've not had a cig since this morning.
Oh, come on, don't cry.
I'm not.
Hey, come on, it's all right here. Fudge up a bit. Have a look through these snaps. Take your mind off a bit. Just think of all that money.
You're going to give me these pictures, then? And then let me go try sell them, is that it?
Well, one or two. We'll see what you think.
But tonight, like, can I go tonight?
You wouldn't be thinking of just flogging these, would you? Going back on our deal just because you've had a bad day, because if you
no,
are...
No. I'll do whatever you say. Honest, whatever.
Good.
Only...
What?
You are going to let me go, aren't you?
Of course. What do you think I am? We're not monsters, you know. Just because of what they say about Godfrey. I don't know. Things must be getting bad if even reporters are believing what they put in the papers. And most of what he did was impulse, you know, when it wasn't business. It was only because people annoyed him. I mean, I blame part of it on you lot anyway, you and the telly. If you hadn't all started calling him that silly name after they caught him the first time, he wouldn't have had to try to live up to it like he did. God-awful all good, I ask you.
God-awful?
Well, of course, he never liked Godfrey, so he took straight to it. They all used to call him Godfrey Wynne at school, and of course that had turned him against it. Kids can be so cruel, can't they? At his last trial, the psychiatrists dug all that up when they were trying to prove he was crazy. As if it was my fault. I think it's a nice name, don't you? Godfrey. Like God in a belfry.
So, you're God-awful all God's... You're his mother?
Well, of course I am. What do you think? I'm his girlfriend. That's Kim.
Oh, bloody hell. Bloody hell.
Here. You're not a reporter, are you?
Look, I'm sorry, Mrs. Mrs. Allgood. But I told you I wasn't. But you wouldn't take... No! And then she came and then you... And then, look, let me go. Please, I won't say a word. Honest. Not one word. And don't bother about me boots and nothing. You can keep them. Just let me off. Let me go. Please, I haven't done nothing.
Don't be so silly. No one's going to hurt you. Come on back here and sit down, or I'll shoot you. Come on. Well, you couldn't get up anyway. So, I suppose, if you're not a reporter... It wasn't you who ate that dog, was it?
Me? No, no, honest. I never touched nothing.
Shh. Oh, quick. It's Kim. She's coming through from the pig shed. Ooh, I'm off. And I wasn't here, all right. You've not seen me. I can't face all that. I'll come back when she's gone.
Oh, no, don't leave me with her. Put the dog back on.
It's all right. She's not got the gun. She's maybe just brought you your boots back. It's me she'll be playing hell with.
But,
shh. Oh, look, too late. Quick, cover me up. Quick.
Reporter, where are you? Come on, I've got something for you. Oh, hide and seek, is it? Well, let's have the lights on. Ah, good evening.
Oh, bloody hell, what's that?
You want to find out where dear Godfrey's gone, don't you?
No.
Well, if you just stand still and close your eyes, I'll send you to join him.
Oh, don't. I'm not... Oh, don't hurt me, missus. I'll never tell no one. Honest, if you...
You bet you won't.
No! No, help, missus. Oh, my God, Riley!
You're to stand still. It'd be better for you. Clean and quick.
Whoa!
Like a pig.
Oh, no, please!
Clean and quick. I do hate a mess. Come on, be a man. I had to scrub half the barn after Godfrey.
Oh, help! Miss Awful, stop her!
Oh, ma'am!
Put it down, Kim, or I'll shoot you. I will. That's our Godfrey's favourite criss-criss.
How the hell did you get out here? I just checked in your room. You were snoring.
I tucked up a couple of piglets.
You were in? Oh, ma'am, in that straw? That's disgusting.
I'm not your ma'am. I'm Godfrey's. Huh? Or I was.
Hey, you don't think that I meant that just now? I was only putting the into reporter. Ma'am.
For 36 years. I bet it was you chopped up that dog and all, wasn't it? Just because I wanted to keep him.
Come on now, ma'am. Calm down. Use your head. He was, you know what he was like. It was self-defence, really, sort of. He didn't give me no choice. He wanted us to keep him here, hide him, here, I ask you. So much for the criminal genius, the Moriarty of Macclesfield. Oh, come on, ma'am. Point the gun down. Come on, give it to me. I did it for you, you know, too. Think about it. You know what it's been like, all the coppers, all the press. He'd not have lasted 5 minutes. And even if he had, we wouldn't. You know, he boiled up soon as he got bored. But he'd just have got sent down too for conspiring, harbouring. That's if he'd not got mad and topped us. And besides, there's the money and everything. I did it for the best, you know. Come on, don't mess about now. It's me. You and me, partners. Remember? Hey, ma'am? What do you say?
I'm not your ma'am. I was Godfrey's. Right, that's the last now. How's it going?
Oh, awful. Terrible.
Oh, cheer up. It's all right. She was dead anyway. And look on the bright side. It might have been you. And it's either this or a hole, and you wouldn't want to dig with them blisters, I bet. How's the gloves?
Oh,
they like it, don't they? Mind, I suppose we like them. It's only the same, and at least it's all organic. Parkinson, here, give us that empty bucket. Parkinson! Oh, you are a pig. You wait for Christmas, you're for it. It reminds me of Godfrey, you know, in a way. Both feet in the trough, nobody else matters. Wonder if he's got a bit of him in him. I'll bet that's where he is. Either there or the pond.
I'm just off outside for a minute.
Well, don't you try running off. I'll be out in a tick. Just tip this last in. Have a nice bramble pie in the oven. I thought we could sit, watch some telly. There's Barney Bear on after dinner. If you want, we could drive into Whitby. Walk round. There's a nice fish and chips. Lovely haddock. You can drive if you want. If you can. Can you drive? Well, I saved his life. Why shouldn't I keep him? We're partners now, you know, you and me. Partners. Can you drive? You can take over her off. I shouldn't have given him his boots back.
In Lying Low, Anne Rye was Mam, Linda Rook was Kim, and Graham Colcliffe was the man. Lying Low was written by Dave Dick and directed for the BBC in Manchester by Michael Fox.